Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 15th verse.
The verso 15 del secondo capitolo.
Yam.
Yam.
Yam. Hina viyata yantyete.
Yam. Hina viyata yantyete.
Purusham purushar shabha.
Purusham purushar shabha.
Samadukha sukham diram.
Samadukha sukham diram.
Yam hina batanti iti purusang purusar sabha samadukha sukham dhinam sa amrita taya kalpati. So we have been discussing for the last 4 days about the constitutional position of the soul. First thing, we have discussed that the living being, this body is not the living being, but the living being is within the body.
La primera cosa que hemos discutido es que la vida viviente no es este cuerpo, sino el alma que está dentro de este cuerpo.
Just like the motor car is not the driver. The driver is within the motor car.
El que maneja está dentro del carro.
Now, the driver or the soul within the body is immortal. And it is transmigrating from one body to another. So, this transmigration from one body to another is not very good business. Just like if you are living in some apartment and you have to change immediately for another, do you not get disgusted?
Por ejemplo, si usted vive en un apartamento y inmediatamente tiene que cambiar otro apartamento, entonces usted se vuelve muy disgustado.
Naturally, we desire that if I get some permanent apartment, it is very good.
Naturalmente, deseamos que si yo podría alcanzar un apartamento permanente, eso sería muy bueno.
Actually, we want that. Nobody wants to die. Even a person or living being in the most wretched condition of life, if you propose, then let me kill you, he will not agree. Therefore, the psychology is that every living being does not want to die. So, but actually we are not subjected to death or birth, that will be discussed. We have somehow or other, by chance or by coincidence, we have acquired this material body. Actually, it is not by chance, but we wanted to lord it over the material world. therefore we have got this material body. So everyone in this material world, either human being or animals or birds and beasts, is trying to be the Lord of the universe. Therefore, if we actually want relief from this constant change of transmigration, then we must prepare for that. We have already discussed that we can get our next life as we prepare for it. If I like, I can go to the higher planetary system. If I like, I can go to the lower planetary system. You can go to the beastly life or godly life as I desire, I will get. The Lord is situated in my heart, in your heart, and He is working, He's staying, He hasn't got to work, He's staying to see my activities. And He also understands what is my desire. Accordingly, He offers a machine. This is a machine. It is said, Jantra Rurhani Maya. Jantra means machine. So, just like in our car, we can travel here and there. Similarly, on this machine of body, we can go anywhere. So, as human being, we should know that why I am wandering in so many places, in so many species of life, and in so many planets. Why? Can it not be stopped for a permanent life? This should be the consideration. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa pay bhakti lata bir. The living entity in this way, wandering in different species of life, in different planetary platform, therefore, this is very disgusting. So if one is fortunate, then he comes in contact with a devotee. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving this opportunity to everyone. We are opening centers all over the world, inviting people to come in our place, understand the philosophy. We have got so many books, and try to save yourself from this botheration of repetition of birth and death. In order to execute this business, apparently there is little difficulty. Just like we prescribe to our members no intoxication. No intoxication, one who is habituated to drink, to smoke, to drink coffee, tea, etc., he feels some discomfort. Similarly, we say no meat eating. But those who are meat eaters, they will find little difficulty to give up this habit. Similarly, we say no illicit sex. But one who is habituated for this illicit sex life, he feels some difficulty. So there are so many things. In the beginning, it appears to be little difficult. Actually, it is not difficult, but because we are habituated, we feel difficult. So, if you are actually anxious and serious to stop this repetition of birth and death, and then we must take to Krishna consciousness. Because without Krishna consciousness, nobody can stop the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna advises in this verse that accept this little difficulty. Actually, there is no difficulty, but because we have practiced, we in the beginning we find little difficulty. Therefore, here Krishna says, "Janghina bhathayanti ete." All these so-called difficulties, if they do not bother or give some pain to a person, all these difficulties, just like I am feeling difficult, I am habituated to smoke, now I am forbidden not to smoke, so I am feeling difficulty.
For example, estoy acostumbrado a fumar, or es prohibido que yo fumo, por eso me
Therefore, Krishna says, although it is not difficulty, but although one feels difficulty, still he sticks to the principle, then he becomes fit for going back to home, back to God. So, indriyani pramathani. In the Bhagavad Gita, I'll find our senses are very strong, like mad snakes. There is some statement in Vedic literature, indriya kala sarpa patuli. Indriya, the senses are just like dreadful snakes. But there is a means to subdue the snake. It is said, indriya kala sarpa patali pratkhata dhanastayate. Means the snake may be very dangerous, but somehow or other, if you take out its poison teeth, then it is no more dangerous.
So, another, hay una manera de conquistar esa serpiente. En el libro de Vedic se dice que si usted puede quitar los dientes,
the snake is dangerous on account of the poison teeth. So if somehow or other the poison teeth extricated, then the snake is no more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So our strong senses, snake-like senses, can be bereft of the poison teeth by accepting Krishna consciousness. So the simple method offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. He says personally, Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam, means by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, your heart will be cleansed. And as soon as your heart is cleansed, you can feel everything in its proper order. So when the heart is cleansed, we can understand our real position and how we are suffering and how to take steps against this suffering. This is called Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam, extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. In this verse, it is mentioned again, Dhiram. Dhiram means very sober. In the beginning, Krishna said, Dhirastatta namayati. Dhira means one who is sober. He is not bewildered. So dhira means that although there is a cause of disturbance, one is not disturbed. Dhira
significa that although I am disturbed,
although there is cigarette, but I should promise I shall not smoke. Although there is facility for illicit sex, I will not do it. That is called dhira. Dhira means the cause of agitation or disturbance is present there, but one is not disturbed. So, in order to advance in spiritual life, we have to become dhira. That is said here. Samal dukkha sukhanga dhira. As soon as one becomes dhira, sober, these so-called material pains and pleasure does not disturb him. Then he is fit for becoming immortal. Everyone is immortal, but he is fallen in such material condition that he thinks himself as mortal. Because I am spirit soul, therefore the breathing injection is a field. Aham brahmasmi, soham, means I am as good as the Supreme Being, means He is eternal, I am also eternal. He is also living being, I am also living being. This is meant, that means qualitatively we are one, God and we. But quantitatively He is great, we are small. So we have to realize this, that we can become eternal, immortal, all qualified like God if we get out of these material clutches. And for this we have to become dhira. Dhira means, I have already explained, not to be disturbed, even the cause of disturbance is there. So that is the qualification of becoming immortal. So, little tolerance of the sensation, just like there is some sensation, if you have got some itches, you are feeling that I should eat. But if you stop eating, this will be cured. And if you go on eating, it will increase. So eating, anyone who has got some experience of eating, eating is very pleasing at the time of eating. But at next time it is not very pleasing. It has created so many disturbing conditions. Therefore Shastra says that we should try to control the itching of our senses. Then he is dhira. And as soon as you become dhira, you are the first class candidate for going back to home, back to garden. So there is method, there is practice, there is process. If you like, you can adopt them. Actually, there is no difficulty. And solve all the problems of your life. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand and adopt it. Now, any question? That I have already explained, that although you have got the God's qualities, but you are very small. Just like a big fire and the sparks of the fire. Similarly, God is big fire and we are like sparks of the fire. When the sparks come down from the fire, it becomes extinguished. So because we are very small, I have already given you the dimension, as soon as we become out of the big fire, in touch with God, then we become extinguished. So, somehow or other, if you are again go to the fire, you have your original illuminating quality, the spark. So at the present moment, somehow or other, being fallen in this material condition, we have lost our godly qualities.
Hmm.
we can cure that, just like a diseased man lost his appetite, but by treatment he can again awaken his appetite and eat properly. So we being very small, we may say a small god, therefore we fall under the clutches of Maya, illusion, but it can be cured, we can again revive our original position. No, the soul is part of the Lord. Lord is the super soul. So therefore, yoga practice means the soul wants to find out the super soul. Dhyana vastita tadgati namunasa pasyanti jam yogina. The yogi, those are real yogis, not bogus yogis. Real yogi, they want to meditate upon the super soul. The super soul and the soul, they are sitting on the same tree, the body.
La super alma y el alma están sentados sobre el mismo árbol, este cuerpo.
The super soul is simply witnessing the activities of the soul.
La super alma es simplemente el testigo de las actividades del alma.
And giving sanction for all his mischievous activities.
Y él da aprobación para todas sus actividades mischievas.
But the soul is suffering the sequence or the result of his activities. The super soul is simply witness.
El alma sufre el resultado de sus actividades pecaminosas, pero la super alma nada más que es el testigo.
That is stated in the Bhagavad. Anumanta upodrashta. Anumanta means without God sanction, without super soul sanction, you cannot do anything. But because he persists, the soul persists to do something, super soul says, all right, you do at your own risk.
Pero porque el alma insiste en hacer algo, entonces la super alma dice, sí, hágalo, pero a su propio riesgo.
Just like a thief is going to steal, the super soul is ordering, don't do it.
Exactamente como el ladrón va a robar algo, pero la super alma dice, no.
Because without God's sanction, he cannot steal. But when this thief persists, then he says, all right, you do at your risk. This is the position of the super soul and the soul. Yes, he creates. He's thinking in his own way. Therefore, he's creating a situation which will be botheration for him.
If we are so small, why is there the poison of the senses?
Poison?
Of the senses.
Yeah. Sense, because we have come to the poisonous condition, the senses have become poisonous.
Porque hemos venido a la situación de veneno, también los sentidos se hacen llenos de veneno.
Just like if you go to an area where there is infectious disease, you contaminate.
For example, si vamos donde hay una enfermedad, también tenemos contacto con la enfermedad y nos
and suffer from the disease. So it is your duty not to go to such a place where there is contamination. It is up to you. You create your own situation of suffering or enjoying. Yes. There is no argument. If you are diseased, it can be cured. If you take the proper medicine and treatment, that's all. Disease is not hopelessness. Otherwise, why the people go for treatment to a physician? Similarly, out of ignorance you are now in this miserable condition. But if you become treated by bona fide spiritual master, then you will be cured. Originally, every one of us pure. Now, by material condition, we are now contaminated. That, but there is process to get out of this material contamination, then again we become pure. And as soon as we become pure, there is no more birth, death, old age and disease. Finished. Just become Krishna conscious and Maya will not touch you. Just like you take injection, vaccine, and the infection will not touch you. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Devi Jesha Gunamai, Mama Maya Durataya, find out this word. Māmi vajaprapadyante māyāmi tāṅ tarantite. 7th chapter. Any other question? Yes. You have to think of Krishna. What did he say? Question?
He wanted to know what are the symptoms of one who has become Krishna conscious.
Symptoms? He's chanting Hare Krishna. Unless one is Krishna conscious, why he will take the trouble 24 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the symptom. The symptom is further explained that as soon as you see one man and you remember Krishna, that means he is Krishna consciousness. So our men, wherever they go, people say, Hare Krishna. By seeing him only. Therefore, the man is Krishna conscious. This is the proof. That is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If by seeing one person you remember Krishna, that person is Krishna conscious. He wants to enjoy his material enjoyment. Just like everyone is going to the restaurant for eating something palatable, but we are not going. Somebody is going to cinema, but we are not going to the cinema. Surely there are two kinds of men. One is attracted, one is not attracted. Those who are not attracted, they are called Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated. And those who are being attracted, they are called Nitya Vaddha, eternally conditioned. So you will find always two classes of men. So one is attracted, one is not attracted. In the spiritual world, the number of liberated persons is many, many times greater than this conditioned soul. Just like the prison house and outside the prison house, the population outside the prison house, their number is very great. But within the prison house, there are small number, criminals. So there are innumerable living entities. Out of them, some of them become attracted to this material enjoyment, others not. So one who does not want to serve Krishna and wants to serve his senses, he is put into this material world. And he is given all facilities to enjoy, but he becomes entangled. This is the position. Yes?
How is devotion for service, how is it born, how does it arise? How do we develop devotion for service, desire for service?
If you are serious, you come to us, I shall teach you. If you want to be learned man, you must go to school. You cannot learn at home. Anything more?
How can we feel the transmigration of the soul?
How can you feel you are dreaming in a different land? In the at night when you dream, you forget your this, all everything. Your father, mother, your home address, you are in a different platform. Again in daytime, you forget your dreaming land, you come to another place. This is transmigration. You create somebody and you see differently, this is transmigration. We are every day, every night, we are experiencing transmigration. But we have no intelligence to understand. Therefore, tad vijnanatham sa guru meva vigacchet. You have to go to a bona fide guru and he will make you understand things.
How can you achieve samadhi?
Samadhi? When just like if you fully absorbed in some thought, that is called samadhi.
For example, if you are completely absorbed in algún pensamiento, es samadhi.
That is samadhi. If you become absorbed in thought of Krishna, that is samadhi. That's all right? Now let us try.